some basketball, please. Let's get to sport.
Well, can we rip the Jets first?
You can rip the Jets. I mean, like, the fact that, listen, the stuff with Deshaun Watson, the Jets can't control that. That's just a real unfortunate, if he's proven guilty, man, like, that's just absolutely terrible. That is such a stain on him. Ugh. But, like, they're pretty much not getting Watson now. No. There's no shot.
They're not getting Juju Smith-Schuster now. Dolphins added Will Fuller. And the Jets just announced that they signed wide receiver Keenan Cole. Played for the Jaguars, 1 year, $5.5 million contract. Also signed guard/center Dan Feeney from the Chargers. Jets are done. This team is a disgrace.
Wait, how do you know that?
Disgrace.
How do you know that they're not going to sign Juju?
Because they're not. They're going to take the lesser of the deals. Every team in this division has upgraded. I hate Joe Douglas. I am 11 years away from seeing the Jets in that AFC championship game. I was, 11 years old, 10, 11 years old last time I saw the Jets in the playoffs. This guy is the worst GM that I've ever seen. I have ever seen for this Jets team. He's worse than Tannenbaum. He's worse than Idzik. He's worse than Mike Maccagnan. This guy sucks. He does nothing to improve this roster. You cannot build to that.
He's not worse than Idzik.
No, he is. He is. He's far worse than Idzik. You cannot build these players through this draft. If you're going to draft Zach Wilson, you have to have proven veteran players around him. Not rookies. This cannot be a rookie team. You're going to tell me you're going to go take down the Buffalo Bills next season with Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, and it's newly added Emmanuel Sanders with Keenan Cole? What are we doing here? And Sam, please don't even get me started about Sam. Then this weird looking guy on the line here, who's not even he was a third round pick for the Chargers. Give me a break. This team is a joke. It's a joke. They need corners. Players are signing everywhere besides the Jets. We did have the second most cap space in the NFL, and we're blowing it on nonsense or not even picking up the phone.
Who do we have? We have Gerard Davis. Gerard Davis, right?
Great. If you saw the clips on Twitter that people are posting, one hell of a motor he has, doesn't he? Saw one play, he was just like walking to the line.
Corey Davis, the wide receiver.
Carl Lawson's decent. Corey Davis is a decent number two wide receiver. Still need that number one target, and it's not Keenan Cole. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not.
So this team is filled with a bunch of twos and threes in terms
garbage.
Of receiver
garbage.
Depth.
Garbage. At least I hate this team.
You have a wide receiving core of Crowder, Mims, Davis, Keenan Cole, and Vincent Smith. And you have Braxton Berrios, and you have is Ryan Griffin still the tight end?
Yep, and Chris Herndon. They did not upgrade at the tight end. The Patriots went out and signed Janu Smith and Hunter Henry. I wanted Hunter Henry, and they didn't sign him. Zach Ertz.
And the Patriots signed more.
Yep, and the Patriots signed more. Apparently, they can still afford Deshaun Watson, and I guess
they signed Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah, they brought him back from the Dolphins. Why not? And then they have all these other players on top of it who opted out not to play last season because of COVID-19, and they're coming back. And the Patriots are probably going back to the Super Bowl, depending on the performance of Cam Newton and if they can win games.
And mind you, I think that they're going to be in the big hunt to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah.
And the Jets still have Sam. They still have Sam. And we don't know what we're doing at quarterback, but Joe Douglas, he's this great GM. He's horrible. He sucks. Get him out of here. This guy needed to do a job, which was improve the lineup. And he is the reason, my friend, with Maccagnan too, he could share the blame, why Sam Darnold has not succeeded with this team. What weapons did he supply this team with to help Darnold out? None at all. Nothing. What about the coach? This coach who's overrated as hell, hasn't played one game for the New York Jets as a head coach.
I'll tell you.
And they have not prioritized this defense besides Lawson at all. How about the backfield?
Where's friggin' Quan Williams? Is that his name?
Yeah. from the Niners, who is a connection to Robert Saleh, Salah, whatever his name is. Him.
I will say this. There has been this really kind of a little cringe-worthy praise for Robert Saleh a little bit too early here. I mean, there's people that are saying that, like, this coach is going to be, you know, like something different. But
I'm doubting it, man. His little press conference performance that he put on there by saying that the Jets are going to be winning championships, I don't buy it at all. Keenan Cole wins championships? I don't think so. Does Corey Davis win championships? I don't think so. It's a start. But how about all these other players that they could have brought in? Hunter Henry, fix your tight end position. Drop Ryan Griffin. Drop Chris Herndon. How about giving a third-round pick for Zach Ertz? Manning up and having some guts and making a trade for once. Joe Douglas probably doesn't have any balls. And how about going out there and maybe trying to get Kyle Rudolph from the Vikings?
Well, the Giants just picked up Kyle Rudolph today to be their tight end.
The Giants signed
with Evan Ingram. Yeah, the Giants signed Kyle Rudolph.
And they have no money to spend.
I want them to sign, what's his name?
They'll get him. The Jets, let's stick with the – I'm no longer a fan of this team. I have now announced it. I am no longer a fan of the New York Jets. I am no longer a fan of this team.
Then that's got to stay, man, because I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah, go ahead. I am no longer a fan of this team. I am fed up every year, in and out. They do not sign good players.
Are they willing? Now, are you ready to proclaim your next team fandom?
I'm not ready to do that, but I'll tell you the mix of it. It's going to be between the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Packers.
Don't do Bills.
No?
That's really bandwagoning it. Yeah, I would say your best bet would probably be the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I would say the Dolphins because Packers too is kind of not as much of a bandwagon, but it's like,
well, Aaron Rodgers is my favorite quarterback in the league. So that's why I'm like when the Jets are horrible, I always say that the Packers are my team in the interim.
I think the Dolphins would be much more fun to root for because they're young, they have a great coach, and they're hungry for success. And like, they're just in a better system. They're built a better way. Like, you know, like they're still in that rebuilding phase in a way. Like they're not really ready to take it to the next level. Maybe next season. I don't know. I mean, they lost Fitzpatrick. He's signed with Washington. I think Tua is going to be the Dolphins quarterback of the future. That's the guy that you want to be behind. So if we're up to me, man, I would just say like Miami.
Yeah, it may have to be. I'm done. I'm done with this team. I'm so done. That is unacceptable. It is very unacceptable. How can you be the GM of this team and not make this team any better than it was last season?
They signed more impact players 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Two years ago when they signed Mosley and Bell and Crowder, almost Anthony Barr, but then he backed out. Like, they signed more impact people back then.
I'll take Maccagnan back.
And that was with Maccagnan.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man, Douglas is a draft-oriented guy.
And he's not going to get ETN. Who knows what he's going to do with the first round pick? Maybe we're keeping Sam. He'll probably draft, I don't know, maybe a fullback or another defensive end.
If they're going to keep Sam, then they need to trade down and get a ton of picks because Douglas needs to get these picks right. He got Becton right.
It was a no-brainer.
No-brainer A+. We'll see how he is later on in his career. Hopefully he can stay healthy and do what he does. Mims, there's a ton of potential.
Absolutely.
It seems like he can catch the ball, so he's not freaking Stephen Hill.
No.
So we can proclaim that he can catch the ball. Okay, I got a lot of faith in Mims. P. Ryan's probably going to be the starting back. Zuniga, I've not seen him play. He was hurt.
Drives me nuts is that they accept their fate. They accept that they just suck. We're fine with it. We're not going to upgrade. We have over I think we had, what, $80 million in cap space to begin with in this free agency? They've done nothing. Lawson and Davis, oh, wow. But what about the corners? What about the corners? What about the number one receiver? But you sign this guy after people in your division have literally upgraded majorly? That's your retaliation?
Thing is, though,
this team drives me nuts.
Retaliation signings really aren't the smartest way to go about it. Like, it's not really good to like be like, oh, like I'm gonna sign this person to keep him away from Buffalo or keep him away from New England. These GMs they run things differently. There were a lot of really good edge rushers that were better than Carl Lawson, but I guess they just stuck with Lawson to, like, you know, because they probably see something in him. He was an okay pass rusher. Decent pass rusher, which may help next
year. I'm not watching the Jets this year.
Because the Jets had no pass rush one to begin with. So if you get somebody who's a decent pass rusher, that immediately boosts your defense. Yep. Problem is their secondary is hot garbage. Bless Austin. Marcus May. I mean Marcus
May. Don't forget Poole. Trash.
Brian Poole.
Trash. Oh, yeah. How about the other guy they had, Pierre Desir? It cut him halfway of the season.
Yeah, he got cut, Pierre Desir.
Trash.
Oh, my goodness.
Horrible.
They're probably going to draft the corner, to be honest. That's
who knows what they're going to do. This team's I'm going to say it like it is. It's just it's a hellhole, just like the station is.
But now to a team with much brighter prospects right now. The team that's on your hat right now, the New York Knickerbockers.
Oh, forget about them. I mean, blowing a game against the 76ers in the last. See,
that angered me. That pissed me off because as a Nets fan, I want the Sixers to lose every game.
Because you get the first seed.
Yeah, that team. Knicks were up by what? Like 9 points, yep, in the fourth quarter. They scored 14 points in that fourth quarter. What is up, dude? I'm telling you, man, the Knicks are all about if the ball doesn't drop, they don't win.
Nope.
That's the problem. That game against the Nets was a little too close for comfort. I know. I figured you were probably seething after that game with what happened.
You knew Kyrie
touched that ball.
You know, and Nets fans know it. That's why they didn't talk one ounce of trash when the Knicks lost that game, because they knew the Knicks could have beat them. And they should have, because the Knicks were forcing threes down the stretch in that fourth quarter, and that ball was touched in that last possession by Julius Randle. No doubt about it. Should have been a jump ball, but no, they ruled it a travel.
The Knicks had a couple of breaks in those final 4 minutes, man. A couple of breaks and a really brilliant challenge by Thibodeau. Like, Thibodeau is such a godsend, man. Like, he just knows when to pull the right strings.
Yep.
But so they lose to the Brooklyn Nets and they lose to the Sixers, and they're having a pretty much a must-win game tonight against the Magic. I believe it's at the Garden. I think it's at the Garden.
I'll double check and see where it's at. I've been so caught up with the nonsense. Hey.
Got to win.
Yeah, it's at the Garden. Yeah, they got to win. Because when they went to play them in Orlando, they couldn't beat them in Orlando. And we already know it's difficult to beat the Magic
now,
in Orlando.
I think this time Aaron Gordon is back. Aaron Gordon wasn't playing the last time they played. I think he's back. So that's tougher for them. But listen, if they could stop Vucevic and Gordon and, like, I mean, I'm crazy, but like Terrence Ross, because Terrence Ross tore up the Knicks last time they played. If they could stop them, and the Knicks have a great defense, but if they could just hold off Vucevic, like, they should win this game easily. Yep. Easily. They're at home. It's just like a must win.
They better win. That's all I got to say about it. I'm just checking these free agency updates and things. Wherever.
Oh, my God, you're refreshing. It's going to say, like, the Bills, like, the Bills traded for DeAndre Hopkins. Or, like, the Dolphins. What if it said that, like, the Dolphins traded for, like.
I really don't get how the Giants are getting all these players. I really don't get it because they really didn't have much money to work with. Now they're getting tight ends.
They let a bunch of people go. They let Zeitler go. They let Tomlinson go. They had to, you know, let a bunch of people go. And they had to sign Leonard, which they did. 3-year contract.
Yep.
Which was big. And now, listen, Gettleman is not liked. His signings have been okay. Like Kyle Rudolph is a decent signing. The man is, I think, past his prime. But listen, New York football is really in a bad spot right now.
Especially more so the Jets. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. They just accept what they are, man. Garbage. They never make that move to succeed. They never make the moves to get better. And that's all on Douglas. And it starts with ownership because they got to start pushing to bring these big names in here. They really got to do that. That pisses me off. It pisses me off big time as a fan of this team. That's why I'm done. I'm fully checked out.
And do you notice, too, how many people that the Jaguars have signed? Look at the difference it makes when you bring in it, when you know that you're drafting Trevor Lawrence and you bring in a big-time coach like Urban Meyer.
Yep.
Like, things just change. Like, the image changes. If the Jets were in line to draft Trevor Lawrence, I'm telling you, they would have been signing big-time people. And it would have been a totally different looking team.
But no, God hates the Jets, so.
No, yeah, but no, we have to win a game against who was it that
the Rams?
The Rams. Yeah, we have to beat the Rams because you know, because winning matters.
Yeah, give me a break.
Winning matters when it shouldn't. Yeah, but dude, let me go check something. I'll be just keep talking on the mic. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So we're just gonna continue this Jet talk for a little bit here. We're gonna be closing out very soon. But the Jets, they're just heading to Never Never Land right now. Jet fans, I am with you. I would probably find a different team to root for because Joe Douglas has made it clearly obvious that he's not gonna improve this team. Not making any aggressive moves at all within free agency. I haven't seen anything that's impressed me and why he should stay here as GM for the next years of his contract at all. If I'm the Jets, I remove him from GM. If that's right after this season, because the Jets are going to have another mediocre season. They're not going to make the playoffs again, make it year 12 that we haven't made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They're not improving at all. Don't expect any glimpses of hope there. If we draft a rookie quarterback, he's going to fail this year because there's no pieces around him at all. Doesn't have a number one receiver, doesn't have a running back, doesn't have a competent line that actually fully functions, and the defense is hot garbage.
Yeah, well, dude, I'm gonna have to like end this show abruptly, you know. I think we said all we had to say.
Yep.
Knicks are on tonight against the Magic, must win. Jets, bad. Giants, I mean, they're signing people, but they're really not big signings. Nets, nice win last night against the Pacers. James Harden, godsend.
40 points.
40-point triple-double. Yep. You know what? Just keep on moving on. Hopefully KD comes back real soon. So, I mean, hey, you know what, dude? Maybe the Jets will come to their senses. Call up the Cardinals and say, hey, we want DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, yes. But they could have done that last year, and they didn't. Please. They could have given a first rounder for Sammy Watkins or a third or fourth for DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, not Sammy Watkins. Excuse me. The before Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
But they both wore the same number 14, so.
Well, let's do our socials, man. So my Instagram is at TANOOCH96. Once again, at TANOOCH96.
Yep. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Real Max, TheReelMax. Once again, TheReelMax. You can check out all of our previous episodes on my website, maxrcoughlin.com, MaxrCoughlin.com, or on this YouTube channel, which you're watching the stream right now, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, The Tony and Mad Max Show. We're also on iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Stitcher. You name it, we're on that podcast platform. And I think we pretty much Ethan. See you next week, Dolphin fans. Sorry, close out.
All righty, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, guys, wear your mask, wash your hands, get vaccinated when you have your opportunity. Please get vaccinated and stay safe. Thank you guys for tuning in. So long. See